This recording, Thailand 1, is copyright International Dialects of English Archive, reading Kama Getsakure, copyright Jill McCullough, Barbara Somerville, edited by Douglas N. Onaroff.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a frieze jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking her goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive. Either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, I'm from Korat or Nakhon Ratchasima. It has 2 names, so one is really long, so it has the kind of like nickname called Korat, and it's about 3 to 4 hours from Bangkok. It's the northeastern part of the country. I lived there since I was born until I was about 18, I think. Yeah, 17 or 18. Well, English wasn't my first language. It's not, but I started to learn English when I was in kindergarten, actually. But I just learned like how to write ABC and just, you know, sing a song and things like that. I was an exchange student for one summer in Canada. I went to Vernon, which is in British Columbia. like a year before I came here.